Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 7th, 1651, Barbados suffered its first and only military invasion. The invading force that landed at Spuytstown consisted of several hundred men under the command of Colonel Reynold Aline, a Barbadian planter who was a supporter of Parliament in the English Civil War. It was met by a well-prepared and determined force under the direction of the pro-royalist governor of Barbados, Francis Lord Willoughby. After several hours of battle, the invaders had sustained approximately 100 casualties and were forced to withdraw to their ships anchored off Spuytstown. The attack on Spuytstown came against the background of the English Civil War between the Royalists, supporting King Charles I, and the Parliamentarians led by Oliver Cromwell. Charles I was executed in 1649 by the Parliamentary forces, or Roundheads as they were called, because of the distinctive helmets worn by their soldiers. However, the Royalists in Barbados declared their support for his successor, Charles II. They also banned several planters from the island who supported Parliament. This provoked Cromwell to dispatch a fleet of 7 ships and an army of about 2,000 men under the command of Sir George Ayscue to Barbados in an attempt to put the rebel colony in its place. The attack on Spuytstown followed a 1-month blockade of Barbados by Ayscue, who hoped to disrupt the island's trade with Dutch merchants and so starve the colony into submission. In the course of the blockade, 11 Dutch ships were seized, which had been supplying the island with enslaved Africans, food and lumber, or transporting Barbadian sugar and cotton to Europe. After the attack on Spuytstown, the two sides faced off again, this time near Oystins. However, heavy rain fell, which disrupted military operations. Governor Willoughby's forces were also severely depleted by desertions. Eventually, he was forced to surrender, leading to the signing of the Charter of Barbados at the Mermaid Tavern at Oystins on January 17, 1652. Peace was restored, and though war raged through the Caribbean on several other occasions, the island was never invaded again.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.